Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
On a Monday phone call from a jail cell, Kendra Duggar broke. She was crying, telling Joseph, the husband, facing some of the most serious charges a person can face, that she had to put the kids first. That's a good thing, right? She couldn't be there for him the way she wanted. That the people around her, the ones she called my coaches, which is interesting and creepy all into itself, meaning the Duggars themselves were telling her to take care of herself so she could make good decisions for her children. She said her priorities were the kids and that the only thing she was able to focus on was them. She told him she wasn't well. She could barely eat. She could barely stand. And in that moment on that call, Kendra sounded like a mother who was starting to see her situation clearly. Then the week played out. And I'm not saying this to criticize Kendra, because I believe she is a huge victim in this story. And those close enough to her, I hope, are helping her get back to seeing the light, the reality of the situation that she is living in. Because as the week played out, by the next call, she was telling Joseph about spending a whole day hanging out with Katie. Jessa came by to visit. They went on an ATV ride with a family member, blasting worship music. Who doesn't do that in the ATV? She and Joseph were having a great time one evening, laughing about something silly. Joseph then started sending her psalms, telling her to listen to them, telling her he was praying them over and over and replacing the pronouns with her name. She sent him worship song lyrics about the enemy whispering, reframing his charges as a spiritual attack, not a consequence. And when she laughed or managed to eat a meal, the people around her told her that it was God's grace pouring out on her, not her own resilience, not her own strength. It's God's grace that you're able to eat. Because in that system, Kendra is not allowed to own the facts that she is tougher than anyone has ever told her that she is. It's always, it's something else that's giving you the power. It's God, it's the Duggars, it's anything but you having your own autonomy or strength or decision-making power. Her children are in state custody, and her days are filled with ATV rides and psalms and family visits and worship music. Every minute scheduled, every silence filled. So she never has to sit long enough to think about what is actually happening. She has a window. The people around her seemingly have closed it. This, what we're talking about here, is about opening that window. If you're on the outside, if you're on the inside, and you want to do something good, help this woman escape. Help this woman get out of the clutches of the coercive control the Duggars are blanketing over her. I want to talk directly to Kendra, and I want any woman listening who recognizes what I'm about to describe, not from a documentary, but from her own life, because this really applies to more than just Kendra. Anyone who is in this sort of a lifestyle, in this sort of a situation that they find themselves in. Look, we all get into weird situations in life. We get into situations that don't seem weird. They seem like life. They seem like the next path, the next place to go. This is good. This is right. This is righteous. This is This is God's will. And then sometimes when the light gets shown on it, you're like, oh, ooh, this doesn't seem so much like godliness to me. What the Duggars are doing right now, it's not evil because they're monsters. It's dangerous because they genuinely believe this is how you help someone. You surround her. You fill her days. You keep her inside the family. You give her scriptures and sisters-in-law and activity and reassurance. You tell her God has a plan. And you never, not once, encourage her to sit alone in a quiet room and ask herself what she actually wants. No. You fill in those blanks and you tell them this is what God wants, right? This is Jesus-y. This is... Kendra described it on one of the calls. The whole family has departments, she said. Some are working on the kids. Some are working on her mom. Some are working on the attorney. Some are working on the business. She said it like it was comfort. And I guess if you're caught up in that system, maybe it kind of is. Like it proved they loved her and it wasn't just some sort of lever of control that they're all pulling because that's the roles they've been bred and basically brainwashed to execute. They don't know what they're doing. They just think this is what you do. This is support. This is love. As if the person, the umbrella holder above them that says, this is how you do it. This is how we do it, is the way to do it. Well, just like Montel, never coming back on an old school track. It's time to change the track. It's time to look at life for what it is, for the sake of your children, for your own future, for their well-being, for them not to grow up in a world where they think this is normal. Because it's not. And it's not healthy. It's not only not normal, it's not healthy. It's not safe. There's a track record, a very dark, dark track record, not only of the immediate family that you are surrounding your children and yourself with, but of the people they surround themselves with. That's a scary track. It's a scary track filled with a lot of predators, a lot of predatory behavior towards children. Is this where you want your kids to live? You got to ask yourself that. Let's go back to all of the roles, all of the functions, all the levers everybody's pulling because it's their jobs. What she's describing is an operation. And the operation's goal, whether anyone in that family would use this word or not, is to keep Kendra on a path that serves the family's interests, not hers, all in the name of God and righteousness and, you know, all of that. Kendra grew up in a conservative Baptist pastor's household. She was homeschooled, allegedly. Her father, Paul, led the church where she and Joseph met. She married at 19 and moved directly from her parents' home into her marriage. From what we understand, the world she was raised in did not teach women to navigate legal systems or financial systems or make major decisions independently. It wasn't quite as extreme as the Duggarville, but it was still, by most accounts, a version of, you know, Christian fundamentalism where things go a bit far. And it's not a criticism of Kendra. That is a description of the environment. And it means that right now, at the most critical moment of her life, she's relying entirely on the people around her to tell her what to do. And the people around her are the Duggars. She can't see the trap because it feels like love. And nobody has ever shown her the difference. There are some folks out there who can. There are some Duggar girls who have escaped. Ones I very much respect. Ones who've written some great books. Ones who could provide some guidance. I guess the trick here is going to be probably trying to get to her and get that guidance there in a way that isn't immediately shut down by the family. Or Kendra herself, viewing it as blasphemous That's a scary situation to be in, where certain pieces of information just cannot get through, because the second someone hears them, they have been trained, they have been brainwashed their entire life, that is the enemy. If it goes against what Jim Bob says, if it goes against the Duggar way of thinking and the way that they have taught, then it is the enemy. That literally is it. I mean, it's not just that someone's disagreeing with the father, your father-in-law, or the family, or anything. It's disagreeing with God. That's how it is viewed. And I'm here to tell you, Kendra, that is utter bullshit. Utter bullshit. That's not how it works. God doesn't give human beings the power of God. He doesn't give human beings the power to dictate exactly how things should be or how he feels about things or how his word should be interpreted. No, that's all man. That's all human. And judging by the folks who have taken up that task in their life, do you think they're doing a very good job at it? Because I'd say most of the world who looks at these people, most real, you know, Christians, if you will, God-fearing folks who aren't touching their kids, they look at these people and go, charlatans, fake, false prophets, misguided, misled, cult members. That's how some people feel. A lot of people feel. And if you really line up the teachings and the way of thinking and you parallel that and you line it up to the ways cults function, you're going to find a very interesting correlation. And it's not a place any healthy person would choose to raise a family. So here it is, a guide, not an accusation, not a prosecution. Just a clear-eyed look at what getting out actually looks like step by step. First, your attorney. Kendra told Joseph on a call that she asked Travis Story to be her lawyer. She said it was her choice. She said it was only for her. And maybe Travis is doing good work on her behalf. I'm not here to judge Travis's work, but there's a question worth asking. Does my attorney answer only to me? Would he advise me to cooperate against Joseph if that was best for my case and my children, even if it hurt the Duggar family? I'm not here to tell you how Travis is going to work. I'm sure he's a lovely attorney. I'm sure he's ethical and does his job. Without a doubt. But there are such things as conflicts of interest. And if your interest is not to stay in the Duggar clan, he may not be the man for you. That would be a conflict of interest, having done work for this family in the past, and I was going to be your attorney. And if your interest is not necessarily them, that constitutes what is called a conflict of interest. There's nothing wrong with this attorney by any means. It's just that's how these things work. If your interest is not to support that family anymore, your interest is in your children and your own autonomy and your own freedom and your own way of life and your own way of thinking and your own life, then I don't know that he's the man for you. Again, not saying anything bad. I'm sure he's a lovely attorney. But that would be a conflict of interest, in my opinion. That's my opinion. And you want to make sure that who's ever going to be in your legal circle in this fight that you are going to have to face, whether you like it or not, no matter how kid glovey or how many cushions the Duggars seem to put on the walls to make you think, oh, it's okay, we're going to handle this. We got our family attorney here, somebody who's handled, you know, other family members' stuff. That may not be your best option. It is time to grow up, and it is time to start making those decisions. You've already had multiple children. I mean, come on. You are a grown-up. You are an adult woman. It's time to start acting like one. And it's time to start making choices for yourself. And not just have them handed to you or told to you, and then you act like, oh, this is what I truly want. Because let's be honest. Is it? Do you even know? Do you even know And it's not your fault if you don't. But if your kids look back at you someday, and they will, 10, 20 years from now, they go, Mom, why did you make those choices? Why did you stay in this? Look at all these people. Look at these people that have been violated by these people. Why did we stick around? Are you going to have a good answer for them? Well, that's what they told me to do, so I did it. And you know, I was gonna say there's no shame in that. There is. There is a lot of shame in that. There's a lot of shame in that. Like, well, I didn't know any better. And you know what? You may be at that point right now, but the only way to know better is to learn. So plenty of things we have in life that we do not know better at until we learn, until we educate ourselves. And as far as I can tell, you don't have any sort of developmental disabilities that affect your learning ability, your ability to have your own choices and your own autonomy and to make those choices effectively for your own self-interest. That's on you. You have that power. You do. It's not just what God wants or speaks through an umbrella that tells his kids, and then they tell you on ATV rides as you sing praises as your children are being taken care of by strangers because the government said, you know what? Don't look too safe. And you know what? In this case, the government's right. The current way of thinking, the current way of living that you've been under, it ain't safe. It ain't right. It's not godly. It's not ethical. It's not moral. It's not safe. Do you want to fix that? Do you want the kids back? Do you want to raise them from a much stronger standpoint from where you have come from? Because this can be a huge redemption story. This can be a huge moment in life of, yes, I was here, and then I found my voice, then I found my strength, then I found out who I really am, and I found out who God really is too. No one's asking you to get rid of your belief or your religion. Plenty of the Duggar still have it. They just have a balanced version of it, a version of it that actually truly reflects the Bible far more than the Duggar edition. But again, that's up to you. You have plenty of people in this circle. Outside of the compound that you're being kept on, that can help you, can get you out, and can get you on a path to freedom. It exists. You just have to pull the lever. You can. Will you, I guess, is the question. So let's look at that attorney again. Is he the best choice for you? Would he advise you to cooperate against Joseph if that was best for your case and your children, even if it hurt the Duggar family? If the answer is uncertain on your part, even slightly, you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion from an attorney who has no history with this family at all. Not to replace Travis necessarily, just to hear what an outside perspective sounds like. Because you're probably going to hear about the same things I just said. Legal aid organizations exist in Arkansas. Domestic violence advocacy groups that specialize in coercive control exist. Family law attorneys who work with women in exactly this situation, women who have been isolated, women who have never navigated the system alone, exist. You don't need anyone's permission or anyone's money to make that phone call. You don't. I can almost guarantee probably anyone in Northwest Arkansas, any attorney worth a grain of salt who realized that you were calling them would certainly talk with you free of charge and be there to help you. You just have to find the right one. But you can do it. It takes a little work. But again, like I said, too, there's other folks. There's other family members who've escaped. You have attorneys in your actual extended family, too, that have escaped. You could find it. That's the key. You could find it if you want to look. But again, the choice is up to you. Second, you got to show the courts you're serious. And this is very important. Based on the public reporting about how DCFS cases work in Arkansas, a mother in Kendra's position needs to demonstrate that the children are the priority. So you need to do that. Not just say it on a Monday phone call, but actually live it visibly. That means going home to the address you gave the court when you were released on bail. Getting the house in order, pursuing employment or stability, taking concrete, visible steps to separate yourself from Joseph's case. If you're staying close to the case, the odds of getting your children back, not so great. The court and DCFS need to see a mother who is pulling her children above her marriage, above the family, above loyalty. According to reporting from people experienced with the Arkansas foster care system, the criminal case typically needs to resolve before DCFS can move towards any sort of reunification. That could take a while. So, it could be years that you don't see your kids if you choose to stand by your man. Authorities reportedly aim to make a custody determination within about a year of removal. Every day spent on someone else's couch, surrounded by the family, the court is already scrutinizing, works against that timeline, works against you, Kendra. Third, get some real help. Not church counsel. Reporting from the calls and from sources close to the case suggests DCFS's concerns about Kendra's mental health that are currently unaddressed. It sounds like you need some counseling. If you stay under the Duggar umbrella based on how this system operates, if history is any prediction of the future, you're going to be steered away from secular therapies because they don't believe in it. It's witchcraft to them. You've probably been told that. You may believe that. I'm here to tell you it's not. It's the furthest thing from witchcraft. Away from medication, away from any care that doesn't route through their framework. The calls that have been happening show it's already happening. When Kendra has a moment of strength, the people around her tell her that God's working through her, not her own capability. When she talks about her mental health, it circles back to Scripture. The Lord's working through the IVs you're taking, Kendra. I mean, come on. No person should be having to take IVs who is healthy just to get by. Your body is failing you. Because it knows the immense pressure and stress and chaos that you are being put through by these people. You need a therapist who works for you, someone licensed, someone who can help you process what happened to you and your family without weaponizing faith to keep you compliant. You don't need drives on the ATV singing Scripture songs. You need competent mental health help. You need someone who can look you in the eye and say, you are strong enough to do this on your own. Because you are. You just haven't been allowed to believe in it. Of course, believing in oneself is probably a sin in the Duggar land. It's not. The other part, nobody inside that house will ever tell her because it threatens everything they built. The women who left this family didn't just survive. They built lives that would have been unimaginable inside the system. Jill Dillard left. She and her husband, Derek, who is an attorney, by the way, Kendra. I don't know them personally by any means, but I'm sure they would reach out their hand to help. And not that he can necessarily be your attorney. That might also be a conflict of interest, being family. I'm not quite sure. I'm not an attorney, but I'm sure he could help lead you to someone who could help you. He's the one who confronted Jim Bob about the television earnings that he had withheld from his own children. Jim Bob reportedly responded by sending Jill an itemized bill for the cost of raising her. You know, like great dads do. Let me send you a bill for raising you. What a God. Who does that? She fought anyway. She reportedly received $175,000. She wrote a memoir called Counting the Cost. She appeared on the Amazon documentary, Shiny Happy People. She built a platform, a career, and financial independence on her own terms. She did all of that while raising children and rebuilding her understanding of faith from the ground up. You have a blueprint in front of you. A blueprint that will help you do the same. Ginger left. She wrote Becoming Free Indeed, built brand partnerships, bought a home. Her husband, Jeremy, has said publicly that as a minister, he earns nothing, meaning Ginger is the one generating the household's income. She became the primary earner, allegedly, in her family after being raised in a system that told her a woman's only purpose was submission. Again, another example right there of it being done. They're not wicked. They're not sinful, evil human beings. They are survivors, just like you can be as well. Because you really have a choice here. You can become a survivor. You can be a victim and just go along and see where the road takes you. Or you can be complicit and compliant, which may land you in prison. Prison for loving God and the Duggars? Well, that's, I know they've told you, I'm sure that's wickedness, that's the enemy coming in, that's the world. It's what you're going to have to suffer as being a believer. That's bullshit. Plenty of believers don't end up in prison for being complicit in harming their children. It's never part of the equation. Amy Duggar King left as well. Hi, Amy. I know she's been checking out some of her stuff, as has her mom. Hi, guys. I'd love to talk. Please, let's communicate off the air. She wrote Holy Disruptor without a ghostwriter, hit number one on Amazon in multiple categories, built an advocacy platform dedicated to helping others escape toxic family systems and generational cycles of abuse. That's wonderful. It's like paying it forward. She said publicly that disrupting deception is a holy act. It is. The Bible does talk about false prophets, about being deceived by people, wolves in sheep's clothing. I got news for you. In my opinion and many opinions, you're living in a wolf den right now. Yeah, they got a lot of very convincing sheep outfits that they wear, don't they? They look like lamb chops. These women found a version of faith that didn't require them to be silent, obedient, and complicit. And every one of them will tell you the same thing. The hardest part wasn't the leaving. It was believing they were allowed to. Kendra, your story told on your own terms with your own representation and your own voice could be the most significant one yet. Not because of sensationalism, because thousands of women are trapped in the exact same kind of system, and most of them, they never heard someone like them say, "I got out and here's how." That story could provide financial independence you have never had. Just your story. There are publishers, there are people, and yes, someone is going to make money on this story. Yourself included, if you'd like. That's not a sin, that is survival. And you've earned it. You've gone through this shit show with these people. If you can make some money on your story, not to be greedy, but to survive because you need it to get out, take that. This is not a story of exploitation. This is a story, like I said, of survival, and it's a story of hope for others, should you choose to make it that. Or it'll be a story of being railroaded and run over by the people who you thought loved you, who you thought cared for you and had your best interests at heart, but at the end of the day, either made you part of the machine as well, and you can continue to live how you're living, really, in perpetuity, in delusion, in coercive control. Or you can get out and have a story that can inspire millions of other women. That credibility built on your own experience, a platform that helps other women find the exit. Publishers are interested. Documentary producers are interested. Advocacy organizations are interested. And the money, based on what Jill and Ginger and Amy have built, could set you and your children up for a life that doesn't depend on Jim Bob's checkbook or Joseph's name or anyone else's permission. Because I got news for you. That well's starting to run dry. None of that happens from inside that house. None of that happens while every minute of your day is filled by people who need you to stay quiet for their well-being. And none of that happens on anyone's timeline but yours. I want to come back to that Monday call. The woman who was crying and telling Joseph the kids had to come first. Who said she wasn't well. Who said she had to do anything and everything for her children. That woman was right. The instinct she had in that moment before the family filled her week with ATV rides and psalms and visits to worship lyrics about the enemy. That was her, not God's grace. Though God may well have been in it. Her own mind, her own motherhood, her own clarity. She's allowed to trust that instinct. She's allowed to walk into a legal aid office without telling anyone. She's allowed to call an advocacy organization and ask questions. She's allowed to see a therapist who isn't approved by the family. She's allowed to go home, clean her house, get a job, and show the court that her children matter more than anything. She's allowed to tell her story and get paid for it. She's allowed to build something that belongs to her. The Caldwells, her own family, the one Joseph reportedly spent months turning against her, appear to have drawn a clear line publicly as well. But according to reporting, that line is against Joseph, not Kendra. That door hasn't closed. Kendra, your family appears to be waiting for you to come back. And the door out of this system is right there. It has always been there. You just have to believe you're allowed to open it. Somebody who loves her needs to make sure she hears that. Before the next ATV ride, before the next psalm, before her next sister-in-law fills another afternoon, before the window that opened on that Monday call closes for good. She's allowed. Let her be and let her make the choices she needs to make for her own well-being and her children. And if you're close enough, reach out a hand and help her see it. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love to get them and continue our conversation right there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.